Tribes, chapter 11. Tommy wasn't waiting for him at the corner next morning. Kevin didn't blame him. It was as Glory had said, and how he hated agreeing with her. A rotten thing to have done. Why had he done it? It wasn't like him to be so thoughtless. So the first thing he did when he went into the playground was to search out Tommy and apologise. Tommy just shrugged. Doesn't matter. Don't need you to go to the dentist with me. Don't need anybody. So how did you get on? Tommy didn't answer for a minute. He bent down and tied the laces of his trainers. Well, I didn't actually go. Kevin couldn't help it. He laughed. You wimp. Tommy took it in good part. He laughed too. I hate the dentist. I'm absolutely petrified. I promise I'll go with you next week. Tommy stopped laughing abruptly and looked at him. A puzzled kind of look as if he were trying to figure something out. Will Salon let you? I can do anything I want, Kevin said, a bit annoyed. I don't like that Salon, Tommy said. He's dead nice. Honest, Tommy, he's a really good laugh. You can trust him. Kevin knew he was gushing but couldn't help it. He couldn't understand why it was so important to stick up for Salon. I've seen the graffiti, Tommy went on. It's everywhere. Salon is evil. He said it slowly as if he was trying to make Kevin understand. I think he's scary. That made Kevin laugh. Scary? Come on, Tommy. The only thing you're scared of is the dentist. Salon's not scary. Tommy didn't say a word, waiting for Kevin to go on. People are jealous of him. That's why they say all those nasty things about him. Tommy still didn't look convinced. Are you one of the tribe now? Kevin had always said he'd never join a gang. So how could he explain to Tommy now how being in the tribe made him feel? I suppose I am, he said finally. Tommy kicked at the ground. He looked disappointed. It's all going to change now for us. No, it won't. Nothing will change. Tommy looked right at him. Tell me what the initiation test is then. A few days ago, Kevin would have told Tommy anything. Hadn't that been his plan? Yet now he knew he couldn't tell him this. He had taken an oath. He couldn't let Tori down, or Salon, or even Doc. They had a common bond, the walk of death. How could he explain that to Tommy? Tommy shrugged and walked off. And you think nothing's going to change? Salon was waiting for Kevin once again at the school gate. This time Tommy had gone home on his own. Maybe he was right. Things had changed. Salon jumped off the water to meet him. Came to tell you we're all going to be to the island on Saturday. He didn't have to tell him what island, Cumbrae, the island in the middle of the river. Tori's granny's got a caravan there. We'll hire bikes, have a brilliant time. Sounds great to me. Then he remembered the line dancing. He'd rather be cycling round the island with the tribe, but he had promised he had to go. What's wrong? Can't you go? Kevin wondered how Salon would react if he told him. Would he laugh? Make a fool of him? No, he couldn't take the risk of being laughed at. Better be something really important, Salon said. We do things together, the tribe. It's important for me. Go on, tell me. No secrets, remember? Kevin stopped walking. He might as well tell him. Knowing El Diablo and Honey Sue, they would have the press there and their photograph would probably be plastered on the front page of the local paper. So he told him everything. Salam's reaction was exactly as Kevin had expected. He laughed so much he looked as if he was ready to cry. Line dancing. What a red face. Thank you for that, Kevin said. I needed you to laugh. Salam put his arms around his shoulders. Sorry, pal, but it is funny. Be honest. He tried to stop chuckling. And you've got to be there to support them. Kevin nodded. Fair enough, Salam said. We'll be there too, then, to support you. That took Kevin by surprise. You will? Sure, we're the tribe, remember? He felt a little tingle of pride. The tribe. What about the island? We'll go another Saturday. The island's not going to move, is it? He grinned. I'll see you on Saturday, at the mall. Brilliant, Kevin shouted after him. He felt better. Suddenly, Saturday wasn't going to be so bad after all.